We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Come out.
That's right.
And we're joined right now by former Major League star Jermaine Dye and his two sons, Devin and
Jalen,
who are getting ready for tonight's open division semifinal game against Carlsbad. And we're going to get into the game in a little bit, but Jermaine, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing great.
And how proud of you are you, these two young guys getting ready to – they look pretty excited right now.
I'm proud. you know, I think they're focused and ready. They've had a bye week to prepare for Carlsbad, so looking forward to it. It's definitely gone too quick.
Now, but, where does football come from? I mean, did you play football in high school as well?
I did. I was a quarterback in high school.
Okay.
So I played basketball, football, and baseball. So, yeah, it kind of runs in family.
Can you still do that? Can your kids still do that? Because I know that that's been a big question in high school sports now, that coaches want you to focus on one thing, especially baseball. I mean, you play in the summer, you play in the off season, you play in the winter, especially in Southern California.
It's really
you
all, can do all that. Sports now in high
but
school seem
sports,
to be year-round.
But all sports, it seems like, is that – we'll get to your – I want you guys to talk, by the way. You're going to have your chance. But are you seeing them have the opportunity to do what you did? Or?
Yeah, I mean, they actually did that here. Cathedral Catholic is they actually want their athletes to play multi-sports.
Good.
It prepares them for each sport. They actually played baseball. They stopped playing a couple years ago, but they love football. So.
Was it the same problem as Eric Allen's kid couldn't hit the curveball?
Probably. Yeah, you're probably right.
Well, let's bring him on.
Jalen, let's start with you. You play cornerback.
Yes, sir.
Baseball obviously wasn't for you. What about the gridiron out here that attracts you to that game so much?
I just like being more physical and flying around, catching the ball, and scoring.
And you play cornerback?
Yes, sir.
Do you know how hard it is to play cornerback? You know, there's easier positions. Like in fact, Tony and I both agree that might be the most difficult position in all of sports, cornerback.
Yeah.
Trying to cover a guy. How do you go about doing it? What's your strategy out there?
I just focus on the hips of the receiver.
The hips.
Follow them wherever they go. Make plays on the ball.
Follow the hips until they throw the ball, then go get the ball.
Now, Devin, you play the linebacker position. Now, you got an older brother that's playing corner. You're manning in the middle of the field at the linebacker position. What brought you to linebacker as opposed to any of the other positions?
I like coming down, hitting the running backs, making my reads.
Y'all both like to lay hat is what it sounds like. Okay.
How long have you played football?
Since fourth grade.
Since
I
fourth
believe.
Grade.
Yeah.
And did you guys ever, either of you ever get to see your dad play in the big leagues? And did you get to hang out like in big league clubhouses once in a while? Was that fun?
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
I only remember like a little bit, but like I just remembered like everyone was just hanging out, doing their thing.
Yeah.
Now, Jermaine, as the father of these two boys, right? They're I'm assuming they're trying to play this game at the next level. What kind of information do you bestow upon these guys to kind of give them that little bit of extra edge that, you know, a lot of kids aren't as blessed to have a dad that played professionally in any sport?
Well, I think the biggest part is the work ethic and you know, just instilling them that you know, once you leave the practice field, you still got to come home and work.
Right.
A lot of kids, you know, leave the field and then they come home, they don't put the time in, and you just got to understand that there's other kids putting that time in and preparing, and it starts you know, preparing as we did for the pitchers.
Right.
I mean, we got to do our homework, study film, and do all that, and that's what I try to tell these guys to do. You know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. But, you know, hopefully I can give them something that they can take away from the field. And, you know, it's not only with these kids. I'll tell, you know, other players on the team. You know, I just love being around the kids and giving back a little bit and just trying to help out.
What is it about Cathedral Catholic High School? I mean, it draws, you know, yourself, Eric Allen, David Justice, some others. I mean, it's obviously a beautiful campus, but I think you touched on it a little bit, but this campus, this school seems like it really does cater to these kids and trying to get them to do as much as they possibly can experience at the high school level.
I think it, you know, it's not only sports. I think it, education part of it is big in my family, and to, you know, Cathedral, I think, prepares these kids to go on to college and prepares them for life. So I just think, you know, what a great place to have a kid come here and be able to, you know, succeed in life. I've had kids come back and you know, the last couple of years and tell me that college is easy compared to Cathedral. So I like to say I think they're prepared. So
yeah.
I'm looking forward to the future of these boys, and hopefully, you know, if it is at the next level, if not, you know, they go somewhere and become whatever it is they want to be.
Now, Jalen, I don't want to keep you guys here too long. I want to get your scouting report on the wide receivers that you're going to be facing today. What is it that you're looking for from them, from Carlsbad tonight?
They're tall, but not that physical. So I'm
going to be physical.
Uh-oh.
Physical.
I like it.
Uh-oh. Bulletin board material. He's ready.
We're not giving out none of that. Now, from the linebacker position, what is it that you had to watch film on? What is it that you're focused on tonight?
Their line, if they're coming up to the linebackers or not. And then their running back, if he's more shifty or if he likes to get to the outside.
Okay. All right.
Do you think your dad ever, when you're playing, your parents, do you have time? It's okay if you don't.
Not really.
Not really.
Not really. Not really.
No, I don't blame you. I mean, it's hard. I mean, because when I played high school baseball, my dad used to work himself to a place right behind home plate when I was pitching. So I could see him every pitch I threw, and it was all right.
I know.
Football's a little different. Your parents are up in the stands with a big crowd.
I know for myself, when my dad used to come to the games, it used to make me super nervous. Do you guys get that?
No.
Good for you guys.
They
good
don't look nervous.
I try to be that dad that kind of just stands away. You know, I don't do all the yelling and all that.
Yeah.
You know, let the kids, hopefully they prepared and just go play the game. And then, you know, at night when we go home, we can talk about it and try and figure out what you need to do to get better. So that's the kind of parent I am. I'm not going to be out there yelling and screaming. I'm going to be out there and trying to encourage and just – cheering them on.
See, what I found is that most guys that have played at that level are very much parents. Like, that's how my dad was.
So.
He was off in the corner, didn't want to be bothered, just kind of wanted to blend in, so to speak. And you guys are blessed to have a dad like that.
I don't want to give you the feeling that my dad was yelling and screaming at everybody. He was just in my view.
Right.
He just wanted to make sure I could see him. He didn't yell and scream at everybody, but he was. I got a great support from him being there.
No doubt.
And I'm sure you guys do too.
Well, we appreciate you guys coming on. We know you guys got to get ready for the game.
Good luck
tonight. Jermaine, thank you for coming on. Good luck tonight.
Thanks for having us.
No problem.
Thank you. Jermaine Dye right there, former big league ball player. Good big league ball player. And his sons, Devin and Jalen. Good luck to all of you.
I'm looking forward to seeing this press at the line today.
You know who we've had on today? We've had number 4.
Number five
earlier, Eric
Allen.
Number
six, yeah.
Number six. So it'll be easy for you and I to keep track of these guys, hopefully.
Good luck tonight, fellas.
Good luck, guys. Thanks for coming by. Jermaine Dye, that was fun.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.